Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Chukas, we hear about the death of Aaron HaKohen. At the end of Perek Chaf, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to take his brother Aaron to the top of the Hor mountain, and there, v'hafshet es Aharon es begadav, you, Moshe, must take off Aaron's special clothing, the special big day kahuna that only the Kohen Gadol wears, v'hilbashtam es Elazar beno, and Moshe, you must put those clothes on Aaron's son Elazar. The Aharon Yeyasef Umeisham, and then Aaron will die there. It's an emotional command that Hashem gave to Moshe, and it's a powerful scene that happens at the end of Perek Chaf. However, there is one technical question that must be asked. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Samach Tes Amar Aleph says that a Kohen Gadol may not leave the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan while wearing the special begadim. His begadim had shatnez, wool and linen mixed together, and wool and linen are usher to wear. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to, of course. That was a special command from Hashem that his begadim can have wool and linen. But once the Kohen Gadol leaves the Beis HaMikdash, or once the Kohen Gadol leaves the Mishkan, now he's no longer doing his avoda, and he is sinning by wearing shatnez. And if so, how did Aaron and his son do that? Why were they allowed to leave the Mishkan with the special begadim of the Kohen Gadol? This question is asked by the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah on our Parsha, in Parsha Yudtes, Piska Yudtes, and the Medrash gives the following enigmatic explanation. The Medrash says that the same way that Moshe persuaded Aharon to become the Kohen Gadol in the first place, that is the same way Moshe persuaded Aharon to go up to the top of the Hor mountain. That's the Medrash. But what does that mean? How is Aharon's becoming the Kohen Gadol related to Aharon going to the top of the mountain? And how does that explain why it was allowed for Aaron and also Elazar to wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol outside of the Mishkan? This Medrash is explained beautifully by Rav Avraham Azulai, who died in 1643. Rav Azulai was a tremendous Talmud Chacham from Morocco. He eventually came to Eretz Yisrael and lived in Yerushalayim. He lived in Hebron for a short time, and he also lived in the city of Aza. He wrote a number of Svarim, and the following idea on the Medrash in our Parsha is found in one of Rav Azulai's Svarim on the Chumash called Baal Bris Avraham. Rav Azulai says the following. When Aaron was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Tzav, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis, and again in the beginning of Parshas Shmini, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, that Aaron was hesitant to become the Kohen Gadol. Because of his tremendous modesty, Aaron didn't feel worthy to lead Bnei Yisrael and to be Bnei Yisrael's representative as the Kohen Gadol. As Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Haya Aaron Bush, V'yarei Lageshes, Aaron was hesitant, he was fearful to take on the role of the Kohen Gadol. And various Mefarshim there explain what Aaron's hesitance was. But whatever the specific reason, Aaron felt unworthy to take on such an important and weighty role. And Aaron said, if I am not worthy to be the Kohen Gadol, I may not wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and I can't wear the shatnez in those begadim. So Moshe had to speak with Aaron and tell him, as Rashi says, Ma ata bush, why are you embarrassed? Why are you hesitant? Lekach nivcharta, Hashem chose you for this job. Moshe had to tell Aaron that even though Aaron doesn't think that he's worthy, we must listen to Hashem and do whatever Hashem says, even if it's against what we think. That's how Parshas Chukas begins, with the chok of the Parah Aduma. No one understands Hashem's reasons for doing everything. We may try to understand, but ultimately we surrender our hearts and we surrender our minds to God. We put our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do whatever He tells us to do. And that's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And Moshe said that that is true with you, Aaron. You may not think you're worthy, but Hashem does think you're worthy. He knows you're worthy. And we must listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when it goes against what we think we know. And Rav Azulai says that that is the meaning of the Medrash. Aaron was hesitant to leave the Mishkan with his begadim, just as he was hesitant to wear the begadim the Kohen Gadol. And the same way that Moshe persuaded Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol in the first place, by telling Aaron that we listen to Hashem even when it goes against what we think is right, that is the same way Moshe persuaded Aaron to go to the top of the Hor mountain, even with his begadim. Yes, it is true that the halacha is that you may not wear your begadim when you're not in the Mishkan. But Hashem is telling you to do that today. Today is an exception. And even though it goes against what you think, Aaron, you must listen to Hashem. Our job is to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. And this is true even when listening to Hashem seems challenging. And this is true even when, especially when, Hashem calls on us to serve Him and to take upon ourselves leadership roles, even if and even when we do not feel worthy. Have an amazing day, everyone.